T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, once again, Chris Malone from the 98.5 KTGA Morning Show. Here's your recap for Thursday, November 10th, 2022. We talked about a pretty cool feature coming to a Gmail account near you, if it hasn't already happened. And it is kind of true when you order things a lot from online retailers. You don't know what is going to be delivered. And 9 times out of 10, they're going to send you a tracking number, but you got to find it somewhere into an email somewhere and then cut and paste and then put it onto whatever you is it a postal service or is UPS or FedEx? Well, Gmail actually is rolling out a new feature that if there is any sort of tracking number inside of an email, it will take that tracking number, track the package for you, and then send you an email separate that will give you all that information. So you just kind of glance down and look and see, oh, I have a box coming through the post office on Thursday between 2 and 4 p.m. Pretty cool feature. It's being slowly rolled out, so it may not be available on your Google Gmail app quite yet, but it is coming. Might want to look for that. We talked a bit about storing pumpkin pies because unlike apple pies, pumpkin pie technically is a custard because you make it with eggs and milk. So you have to store it differently. It can't just sit out on the cupboard all the time. It has to be refrigerated. Otherwise, you run the risk of having some bacterial growth that can really ruin your Thanksgiving. According to the government, all egg-rich custard pies, including pumpkin, pecan, and meringues, should be stored in the refrigerator after baking and cooling. You can usually store them for about 4 days after you bake. And then when they're sitting out as you enjoy them this Thanksgiving, after 2 hours, stick the pumpkin pie back into the refrigerator just to be on the safe side. You know, with inflation making the cost of just about everything go up, it makes sense perhaps now to ask for a raise, especially since there are basically 2 jobs for every worker in the country right now. But you really should think twice about exactly how you frame your request for more money. It may be simple to ask for a raise because of inflation. You might easily say that that's why you need more money, but you run the risk of your boss retorting and stating, you know what, inflation is high and my costs have gone up as well, so I don't have any money for you to give you a raise. So think of it smartly. Instead of going out during that way, it's actually better for you to show the value of what you contribute to your employer by your accomplishments. And you can do that by kind of keeping it, not getting too crafty or bragging a little bit too much, but actually pointing out how much you are of value to the company. If you're looking for about a 2 to 3% increase in your paycheck, which is generally the cost of living in a normal year, do your little bit of research to see what is available out there. And just make sure that you tell your employer, bring the value of yourself rather than defaulting to the economy, because at least the value, you can't really argue that you're a good employee, right? You are. Getting back into shape. This one I thought was pretty good because it is true for me. Ever since the pandemic, I really have fallen off the wagon when it comes to being fit. And now I'm running into that problem where my pants don't fit well, my feet ache, all the other things associated with gaining a little bit too much weight. But as it goes longer periods of time of going into exercise, it is harder and harder to get that back into the routine. So I thought I'd share this with you if this is describing you as well. Remember that it takes time to retrain yourself and not to rush it, especially if you've had an injury. You need to make sure that your doctor's okayed you to go back into exercising. But start slow. You're not going to go back to running that 8-minute mile. It's going to take some time for you to do it. If you exercise regularly, you should notice some different positive changes within 2 to 4 weeks. So you'll want to stick to a 3 to 4 month mark to see if the exercise is actually paying off for you by then. Then you should have a little bit more energy, your clothes should fit better, and things should be a lot more simple for you. What I've got to get myself back into, and what is highly suggested, is that you schedule your workouts in your calendar. just like a doctor's appointment, you schedule it. Therefore, you're carving out time to exercise, and it makes it a little less difficult to skip. All right?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Couple other things on the show. We talked about super cheap Christmas trees. The Ocala National Forest is run by the Department of Agriculture, and many national forests across the country actually sell tree permits around Christmas time that allow you to go cut your own tree. Why you might want to do this was that the store-bought trees and tree farms have already hinted that costs could be up as much as 20% over last year because their costs are up. Although the prices for a tree permit in the Ocala National Forest has not been released quite yet, last year it was $10. Not bad, considering the average Christmas tree costs you $100. So you can go into the, you got to get a permit first, and then you go, the rangers will tell you where to go to get your tree. You can find this out by visiting recreation.gov/tree permits. Just keep in mind, the sand pine trees that are available in the Ocala National Forest, they're not treated for bugs, so there's the risk of having some small critters coming home with the tree. And then finally, he talked about boosting up your boxed stuffing game this year for Thanksgiving. Let's face it, most of the stuffing that I love dearly is the one that comes into the box. I've had good stuffing homemade, but generally you're going to have boxed stuffing for Thanksgiving. Couple things you can do to kind of boost up the flavor game in this one here is generally you're going to have some sort of butter in the ingredients mix. And usually you would it's like water and butter, and then you boil it, and then you put in the box stuffing, cover it, and then fluff it up with a fork, right? Well, instead of putting in the butter with the water and letting the water just melt the butter, put the butter in first, let it brown. That way you'll actually get a little deeper flavor with your stuffing. Speaking of the water, swap out the water for some low-sodium chicken broth or vegetable broth or turkey broth for a little extra savior flavor. Once again, try for the lower-sodium versions because box stuffing is already high in salt. And then finally, add some diced celery or pecans, grated cheese, even little bits of turkey, dried fruit, cranberries, raisins, apricots. All of this stuff is going to add a different flavor, a range of flavor to your stuffing and up your game. So there's the show for today, Thursday, November 10th, 2022. I'm Chris Malone. Always welcome your comments and feedback. You can email me at cmalone@audacy.com. That's AUDACY.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.